Welcome to the Gebhard Baron podcast, the podcast where curiosity has no limits, the podcast that brings you captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. I'm Gebhard Baron. Stay with me as we break open the Word of God for your life. Hey guys, I'm Gebhard Baron, and thank you for joining me for the B section of this teaching. And today I want to show you that there's no more handwriting of requirements that was against us in our segment. I want to take you to Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 15. And I want to show you something glorious. In Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 15, it says this: having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. I want to read that again, and then I'm going to expound for you. Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Now, this scripture is so rich, and I want to explain. In New Testament times, when one king conquered another king, what a king would have done, he would have literally brought into his kingdom the previous king that was just conquered. But he would not just bring in this conquered king into his kingdom. What would have happened was this glorious parade. So imagine with me just for a moment, one king conquering another king. And in doing so, the king that is conquering, the king that is victorious, the king that won, what he did was he would have stripped another king. The other king that was now being conquered or defeated would have been stripped butt naked. Point number one. So it's quite a point of shame. Then secondly, behind this king, there would have been the best of what this king had. The best gold, silver, the best metals, the best stones, the most precious commodities of this kingdom would have been behind this king. Then behind all of this booty, if I would want to name it like that, you understand the translation. It really just means all the precious materials of this kingdom that was conquered. Behind the precious materials, behind all of these things, would have been the generals of war, or in other words, the top of the elite of the army of the kingdom that was conquered. And then behind them would have normally been certain soldiers, women, children, etc., all of them that were captured and that were brought with the victorious king. Now listen to the scripture again, and then I'm going to show you how powerful Jesus is. The Bible says, and having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Jesus Christ at the cross had such a permanent defeat over the power of the devil that Jesus literally, when he rose from the dead, and he went into paradise to preach the gospel of the Lord, of the gospel of himself, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he opened up paradise and led all the ancient saints out with him. And he led a train of witnesses with him to the Father. Jesus literally made a public spectacle of the devil. And he left him with no weapons to retaliate. That's why the scripture says, having disarmed. I want you to see that having disarmed principalities and powers. Principalities and powers, according to the scripture, do not have power anymore. Now we need to ask, where do they get their power? Well, it's very simple. They have power, but they don't have authority.
Before we continue our fascinating conversation, if you head over to gebhardbaron.com/partner, you can select a partnership deal that suits you perfectly so that you can become part of the Gebhard Baron family and build out the kingdom of God.
Well, why don't they have authority? Well, they don't have a relationship with authority. Who is authority? It's God the Father. The Father is the authority in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. He is the authority right through the bank. But these principalities and these powers has been disarmed through Jesus Christ. And so the devil, please listen to me carefully, the devil only has power. The devil doesn't have authority. For the enemy to have authority, he needs to feed from disobedience. Who is disobedience? Your and mine disobedience. Because you and I have received power and authority. You have to know that the devil has been defeated. Satan has been permanently defeated. I'll say that again. The devil has been permanently defeated, and Jesus made a public spectacle of him. You and I should not glorify that Jesus Christ has defeated. There is too much of glorification of the power of the devil. Rather, we should glorify the one that is in control of all things and has power over everything. And by saying that, I want you to note something. Jesus is called the King of Kings. And Jesus is called the Lord of Lords. Why is Jesus called the King of Kings? Well, very simple. Because you and I are kings. How do we know? Scripture tells us. Revelations 1, verse number 5. Which says very simply, we are kings and priests. Therefore, you and I are created to have dominion. We are created to take over. That's why the Bible message is the kingdom. It is the kingdom of God that has to come to the earth. Jesus modeled this for us. He said, Father, let your kingdom come as it is in heaven. Let it be so on the earth. You see, Jesus wants his kingdom demonstrated on the earth. Through who? Through you and I. We are the church, and we are the ones that Jesus Christ has filled with the Spirit, filled with a mandate, and the mandate is the kingdom of God. I want to read the scripture again, and then I want to highlight this. Please look at this. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. My friend, you and I are victorious, and we are victorious because of Jesus. Not only are we victorious, we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And not only are we seated with Christ in heavenly places, we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. And in all things, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. I want you to note that little word in. You by yourself can do nothing, but because you are in Christ, because you are in the family of God, hallelujah, you have the ability and the power to stand above. The enemy might come in like a flood, but God raises the standard time and time again. And if you are in Christ, you have got nothing to fear. You are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And in today's segment, I wanted to teach you that God literally disarmed all the principalities and powers, and he disarmed them completely. He left them with no weapons to retaliate. But you and I have got weapons, by the way. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Do you know that you have got weapons? Let me just use or name a few. Praise and worship is a weapon. Prayer is a weapon. The grace of God on your life is a weapon. The anointing is a weapon. We have got weapons, friends. We have not been left without weapons. We have a helmet of salvation. We have a breastplate of righteousness. We have a sword of the Spirit. We have a lance of prayer and supplication. We have a belt of truth, and we have shoes of peace. You and I are literally armed to the teeth. We are dangerous because we are in Christ Jesus. I pray that you've learned something about Jesus today, and I pray that you will know it's not about you. It's because Jesus did it all, and you are in Christ Jesus. Jesus disarmed the devil so that you can live and have the victorious life. Please note in John 10:10, the Bible says, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come to bring you life and life abundantly. How do you live the life of abundance? Live the word of the Lord. Don't be hearers only, deceiving yourself. Do what the Bible says, James 1, verse number 22.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, we encourage you to share it with your friends, your family, and colleagues. Help us to spread the word and invite others to join us on this quest for knowledge and heaven's inspiration. As always, remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. And until we meet again, keep learning and pushing forward into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.